Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Colossians 1, 3 to 8. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3 to 8. It is Paul's thanksgiving and prayer. We always pray for you and we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of God's people, which come from your confident hope of what God has reserved for you in heaven. You have had this expectation ever since you first heard the truth of the good news. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. You learned about the good news from Epaphras, our beloved co-worker. He is Christ's faithful servant, and he is helping us on your behalf. He has told us about the love for others that the Holy Spirit has given you. My theme for reflection is the fruit of faith, love, and hope. The fruit of faith, love, and hope. Have you ever paused to truly appreciate the transformative power of the gospel in the lives of others? In Colossians 1:3-8, the Apostle Paul expresses gratitude for the believers in Colossae, revealing the impact of their faith, love, and hope. Paul's gratitude is deeply rooted in what God has accomplished among the Colossian believers. He thanks God for their faith in Christ Jesus, their love for all the saints, and the hope laid up for them in heaven. These three virtues, faith, love, and hope, are interconnected and form the foundation of a vibrant Christian life. The Colossians' faith in Christ Jesus is not merely intellectual assent, but a transformative trust that changes how they live and relate to others. Their love for all the saints is a tangible expression of this faith, demonstrating the authenticity of their relationship with God. This love is not limited to those who are easy to love, but extends to all fellow believers, reflecting the inclusive love of Christ. Their hope laid up in heaven provides a future orientation that sustains them in the present. This hope is not wishful thinking, but a confident expectation of what God has promised. It anchors their faith and fuels their love, enabling them to persevere in the face of challenges. The Apostle Paul highlights that the gospel is constantly bearing fruit and increasing, not only in Colossae, but throughout the world. This fruitfulness is evidence of the gospel power to transform lives. The Colossians' understanding of the grace of God in truth, as taught by Epaphras, is the foundation of their growth. Epaphras, a faithful minister of Christ, has played a crucial role in teaching and nurturing their faith. My dear friends, Paul's words are a reminder of the importance of gratitude and recognition of God's work in the lives of others. It is easy to become focused on our own spiritual journey and forget to celebrate the faith, love, and hope exhibited by fellow believers. Paul's example encourages us to be more observant and thankful for the ways God is moving in our communities and beyond. Furthermore, this passage challenges us to reflect on our own lives. Are we growing in faith, love, and hope? Are we allowing the gospel to bear fruit in us and through us? The gospel's transformative power should be evident in our actions and relationships, demonstrating that our faith is not static, but dynamic and life-changing. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can you cultivate a deeper awareness and gratitude for the work of God in the lives of others? Number two, in what ways can you allow the gospel to bear more fruit in your own life and community? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the powerful work of the gospel in our lives and in the lives of believers around the world. Help us to grow in faith, love, and hope, allowing your transformative power to bear fruit in us and through us. Open our eyes to see and celebrate the ways you are moving in our communities. May our lives be a testament to your grace and truth, bringing glory to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.